Earth and Sky.
It's easy to get paralyzed by the complexity of everything depends on everything.
You're listening to Tom Tomich, Director of the Agricultural Sustainability Institute at the University of California, Davis. And this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Tomich spoke with Earth Sky's Lindsay Patterson at a meeting of agricultural experts at Columbia University in October 2009. He talked about how to measure the sustainability of global agriculture as it stretches to feed a rapidly growing population.
So you're working on developing metrics for sustainable agriculture, and we're here at a meeting at Columbia University where it was about assessing global agriculture and coming up with metrics. So can you just first define what are metrics and how would they integrate with agriculture?
Sure. Well, metric is simply a measurement, but a way to make sense out of them is to say there are sets of questions that people might have about agriculture. So questions that policymakers would have, say, what's the effect of agricultural production on climate change? Or that farmers might have, like, what's a better way for me to grow my crops? And so the metrics or indicators have to be linked to those kinds of questions. And it's a way of bringing the science into the dialogue of saying, well, instead of just speculating and waving our hands, this is what the evidence shows.
Do you think that it's possible to come up with metrics? And what could be the difficulties when you're talking about having measurable statistics for agriculture?
Right. Well, I mean, it's easy to get paralyzed by the complexity of everything depends on everything. And so a way to deal with that is, again, like I was saying, really be focused on what's the information people can use and try to produce answers that they can use. And why do we need to try? I think it's partly linked to how understanding of sustainability is really changing. I mean, it used to be that we were concerned with things sort of in our own backyard or community or our continent. And now there's increasing evidence over the last decade of the effect of human beings on global systems, really large-scale systems. And what's coming out of that is agriculture has a really big footprint in terms of climate change, energy use, water, land. So lots and lots of both key environmental and social challenges all kind of connect through agriculture.
And maybe to back up a little bit, what is sustainable agriculture, and can you define that itself?
I understand that I got my job because I refused to define it. I have my own opinion about it, but, you know, it's really easy. We did it today. We generated a list, like a kitchen sink kind of list of 40 things, everything from soil and water and seed varieties to knowledge and the role of women in society. In California, we got a list of the similar length. You can't measure it all at once. And so we really work with farmers, with policymakers, with the NGOs to say, what are the priorities right now? A lot of people wish that I could just have a list of, you know, what are the 10 things and we'll check them all off. We could do a list like that now. If you went back 10 years, though, it would be a different list. Climate change wouldn't loom so large. Energy wouldn't be so big. Who knows what it's going to be in 10 years? I mean, part of this process actually is about continually adapting that list to new issues that are coming up.
How do you think that creating these measures of sustainability will help lead to a more sustainable agriculture system around the world?
It'll help us understand the toughest choices. So I think the indicators in these different dimensions, so how are we doing on the social side? How are we doing on the economic side? How are we doing with the environment? How are we doing with food? We face choices across those. This is the part where we really need to have a discussion as a society.
But how do you think that these metrics will make a difference in what we talk about or how we discuss agriculture across the world?
Well, I think it's already helping us. I mean, there have been previous efforts, the Millennium Ecosystem Assessment and the International Assessment of Agricultural Science and Technology for Development, that pulled together some of this information. And, for example, the Millennium Ecosystem Assessment showed very clearly one of the great successes of the 20th century was increasing food production to feed a growing population. But it also showed that the environmental footprint of those increases in food production had real costs. And so as we look ahead to this century and basically reinvent agriculture for this century, it raises questions about how do we yet again raise production and minimize those environmental damages. Being able to understand where we're headed is really important. And, you know, part of the debate here today was, do we continue with business as usual, which was a big success of the 20th century, focusing primarily on yield increases, or do we take more of a systems approach? Some people call it agroecology. So it's basically looking at agriculture as an ecological system with people in it and thinking about those different kinds of connections.
Why should people care whether or not agriculture is sustainable? Because, I mean, most people think about the food system and they're like, well, I can just get food from the restaurant down the street. It's not a big deal. Why should people really care?
I mean, the glib answer is, yeah, everybody eats food. And in the United States, with only 4% of our population being directly involved in food production, people have kind of lost sight of that. But writers like Michael Pollan have actually done a tremendous service by getting food consumers reconnected with the idea of where does my food come from? Who do I trust to produce my food? I mean, you should care about your food for a couple of levels. I mean, it's so intertwined with our health, with our culture. And globally, I mean, I think that there's a moral imperative for us to be concerned. If food prices go up, for most of us, it's a very small part of our income. I mean, Americans today spend a smaller proportion of their income on food than anybody ever on the planet. But there are people who are spending most of their income on food. And when food prices go up even a little bit, and last year they went up a lot, those people go from being right on the margin, sort of they can send their kids to school and maybe get the medical care they need, to being not knowing where their next meal is coming from. And that's more than a billion people.
So I have just one more question, and that's, what's the most important thing that you'd like to tell our listeners about sustainable agriculture?
Well, it's something I think everybody can understand, and the food and agriculture part, because we're all food consumers, is a way for us to really understand some of the broader sustainability debates too. So food and climate change, food and water, food and social justice. It's a very tangible lens that has really specific things that you can touch and feel and relate to that link into some of the really huge sustainability challenges of our time.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure.
You've been listening to Tom Tomich, Director of the Agricultural Sustainability Institute at the University of California, Davis. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Jorge Salazar. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.